Welcome listeners to the first podcast of the day at Next Learning, powered by Cornerstone On Demand. We have special guests joining us and we are going to talk about groundbreaking ideas and technologies shaping the future of work. I'm your host, Gwen van Oosten, and today we're diving deep into the modern world of learning and talent management. Cornerstone is not just another software company, we're a catalyst for organizational transformation, empowering companies worldwide to unlock the full potential of their workforce. Welcome, Jacqueline van Gerwen. You are Global Head of HR Systems at Signify. Thank you for joining us today here at Next Learning. Can you share a bit more about your role within the organization and why learning and development is so important for your organization?
Yeah, thank you for the introduction, Gwen. Let me first explain a bit about Signify. A lot of people still see Signify as that company that manufactures traditional light bulbs. The company that we were when we were still part of Philips. But over the past decade, we have been going through a massive transformation. And nowadays, the majority of our sales comes from LED products and innovative lighting solutions and services. We operate in a market that's really driven by technological advancement. And it means we have to keep innovating to stay competitive. And innovation means that our employees need to keep on learning. Not only the R&D department that has developed new products and services, but also the sales and marketing department that has to sell it to the customers. Or for example, logistical teams that have to understand the impact on supply chain. So learning is really key for our organization. Next to that, we also see that there's a very competitive labor market. So the employees and the skills that we are looking for are high in demand. And to tackle that, we really want to focus on training and developing our employees as much as possible. To do so, we're also looking at skills-based opportunities. So can skills help us to further retain and develop our own internal talents?
Very interesting. And moving forward to going deeper into the skills-based organization, what are the biggest challenges currently within Signify to do so?
Well, I think skills can work very well with AI. We all know that there are a lot of AI opportunities that help, that give personalized suggestions and all kinds of things. But I think the biggest challenge that we still need to tackle is that you need data to feed the AI engines. If you don't have enough data, the AI will not come with the suggestion that your employees and your learners are looking for.
I can relate with that challenge. And how do you face those challenges? What do you do to solve the challenges that you're currently having?
There are a couple of ways to approach it. I think we did a pilot over the past year with a couple of groups in the organization where we asked them to enter their skills into the tools that we have, for example, like Cornerstone. We did a pilot with an HR and a digital organization, and what we see, if you stimulate enough people and tell them what the added value is for them to add their skills, that we got around 50% of the employees filling in their skills. But we also see that the quality of the skills that people tell you is not always up to the level you would like to see it. So it really requires a lot of explanation to employees what you expect from them. Why do you need the data? What are you going to do with it? What's the kind of data that you need? And we typically see if you stimulate people, then they are tending to give more information than they initially were planning to do. So it's requiring a lot of change management. But we're also thinking about ways to ask AI to help us to gather the data so that people don't have to enter it manually, but they come with AI can help people with giving suggestions on the kind of skills that they have so that they really think about the whole suite of skills that they have. Because if you look at the data you need data from a lot of employees to really make AI work, but you also need sufficient skills from the employees. And then I think another challenge that you have is that you need the data across multiple platforms. A lot of companies, at least in our company, but also think other companies, don't just use one platform, but they have multiple platforms. A platform for learning, a platform for talent and development, a core HR platform. And you need the data in all of these platforms. So you also need to think, how can I make sure that my employees only have to enter the data once and don't have to constantly enter it in all kinds of systems that you use?
Certainly, yes, very, very understandable. What are your tips and tricks for organizations to start a project like this?
Well, I think it's important to think through those things. I see quite, when we had discussions and we started in the organizations, I saw my colleagues becoming very enthusiastic about the possibility of AI. But they forget that if you don't have enough data, that the suggestions will not be good enough. So I think you really need to think it through. before you massively launch it and give employees something that in the end doesn't give the value that they are expecting. So it's good to have a plan up front. At the same time, we also think it's important that you just start trying out things and start piloting, because I don't think the silver bullet is there already, how to do skills-based organizations or skill-based learning or skills-based talent development, so it's also trying out things. But I do think it's important to think also a bit through the platforms that you use. Can they communicate with each other? How does it work? I think one of the things we learned from Cornerstone, which we appreciate, that Cornerstone is, like they call it themselves, right? Not a jealous system. They're open to receiving skills from other platforms. They are also willing to share the skills you gather in their platform to other platforms. And I think those are important things to think about, because if you have one platform and it cannot communicate the skills with other platforms, you come in a situation that you don't want to be, that you can't integrate the data that you have gathered.
That's very clear. Thank you. You mentioned about employees' engagement and how they add their own skills, but the quality is not there yet, so you're using different tools and supportive AI to make sure that quality is updated. What are your next steps within Signify to add the qualitative data in your different systems?
So the thing we're exploring at the moment is to look indeed at AI software, and there are other vendors on the market, like for example TechWolf, that help, based on the data you already have of an employee, to come with suggestions on what skills does this employee have. The interesting thing is if employees go to LinkedIn, they share a lot of data, and LinkedIn comes with suggestions to help them to further increase and improve their skills profile. And you want to build such a similar setup in your own organization, because starting from scratch is difficult for employees. So we're exploring if there are AI vendors that can help us to give the employees a suggestion so that they have a starting point. At the same time, what we're also looking at is employees all have a certain role in the organization. So maybe you should also tell employees, for this role, these are the skills we expect. That also gives a bit of a guideline to employees for what kind of skills you are looking for. Because starting from blank, that's our experience after the first pilot, starting from blank is difficult for employees.
I can fully understand. Starting from blank, it's of course, in LinkedIn, you add easily your skills, but exactly knowing what are my skills to do my certain job, what I did previously, etc., is something that needs support from the organization. So what is your final end goal on incorporating this within the culture within Signify?
Yeah, I think our end goal is that we are really able to offer more personalized learning and development paths to employees. We see that every employee has his unique skills. And of course, we also have corporate learning programs where we take people to a standard approach. But we really want to stimulate our employees also to build their own career path and their own learning plan. Because we also think that is what the current younger generation expects, right? If you look at Gen Z, you can give them a standard program, but they're used to this consumerized, personalized approach. And that's what we want to build with moving to more skills-based processes.
Thank you for sharing these insights. And if you could give any tips and recommendations for organizations that would like to move towards a skills-based workforce, can you summarize the quick wins and next steps that they can take?
Quick wins I find difficult, but next steps, I think anyway, it's good to start piloting, right? Because when we started the first pilot, we thought we start in a small group. If we explain what we want people to do, it's easy for them to enter the skills because we see that they did the same on LinkedIn. But we learned it's not that easy. So I think it's good to do some pilots to understand how does your organization work. Of course, as always, you need to have leadership support to start piloting and have a common vision on where you want to go. And I think you also need to have that overall plan. It's good to start piloting, but you need to have a bit of a multi-year roadmap to understand where you indeed, what's your aim, what do you want to achieve, and what are the steps that you need to take. And last but not least, I think it's important to understand, as I mentioned, that it's a multi-year roadmap. So don't think you're there in 3 months or 6 months. We really think it takes us 3 to 5 years. And I think that's a realistic expectation that I would advise everybody to take into account.
Thank you very much. Really insightful tips and tricks. Thank you, Jacqueline, for your time today. I think you've given us very insightful, inspirational steps to enhance a skills-based organization. So I look forward to seeing where Signify moves forward in the future. So thank you for your time today.
Thank you for the interview.